Ladies and guys who've just had their heart broken. Andy here, author of the best Tinder guide on the internet. This is the Kill You're In Loser show. Let's fucking go. So, we're going to talk today about what to do after a long-term relationship ends. I get a lot of coaching clients and a lot of guys on my forums who have been in either a long-term relationship or they've just divorced their wife or they're going through those proceedings. I've got a couple of coaching clients at the moment who are literally going through this process. And one of the guys in my group coaching group has been dealing with like missing his ex. He's basically broken up with his ex a couple of months ago and he's been going through like a bit of a rough time. So I thought I'd do this podcast and talk about what to do when your relationship ends, because I'm not going to sit here and I think a lot of masculine advice or a lot of advice that I see is just like, just get over it, bro. There's plenty of other bitches out there. Just go fuck some girls, bro. You'll feel better. And yes, talking to more women does make you feel better. Moving on does make you feel better. Showing yourself that there are other options out there for you obviously makes you feel better. But at the same time, I want to acknowledge the fact that a breakup fucking hurts, especially if you've been with someone for a long time. Even if they weren't a good fit for you, it still fucking hurts. When I broke up with my first two long-term relationships, the first one was like 6 years. The second one was like 4 years. It fucking hurt. I thought I was dying. Legitimately, for the first one, I thought I was dying. I actually thought, holy shit, I'm dying. This is what death feels like. I was crying for like weeks at a time, like just bawling my eyes out, like sobbing until there was nothing left and there was no sound coming out. And I was just like empty screaming almost. It was fucking horrible. And I didn't ever think that I would find someone else. I didn't ever think I would move on. I thought like, this is it. I'm going to die. Like I'm literally going to die from this heartbreak. And what helped me, I've talked about this in my depression article, my big long depression article and video. What helped me was keeping a to-do list or doing a to-do list, just doing daily shit, at, you know, bullshit tasks, really. Most of it was just bullshit. Like do the dishes, mow the lawn, do the laundry, like go outside, that kind of stuff. So keeping busy is absolutely what I tell guys when they've just broken up with a girl, when they're sitting there going like, how do I move on? How do I stop the fucking hurt? You have to distract yourself. That should be your only mission. Your number one mission has to be, I need to distract myself. Now try not to make it unhealthy self-medication. Like don't go and drink a bottle of whiskey or jerk off to porn for 50 fucking hours. You know, try and make it productive if you can. But even if you're just sitting there watching fucking movies for 5 hours a day, and then, you know, you go outside for a walk for an hour and then you hang out with your friends and drink a couple of beers for another 2 hours and then you watch another movie, then you go to bed, that's better than nothing. And then maybe you throw some gym in there as well. That is way better than you sitting there obsessing about your ex and thinking about everything you did wrong. And God forbid you then start thinking like, shit, can I get her back? An ex is an ex for a reason. I almost never recommend anyone ever get back with someone that they have broken up with or who has broken up with them. You broke up for a reason. Yeah, generally speaking, it's better to move on. But you need to keep yourself busy above everything else. Distract yourself. You also need to be okay with being miserable sometimes. It fucking hurts. It hurts. The guy who's in the group coaching with me or with us right now who's going through this shit, he has days where he's like, this fucking just hurts. And it's like, yeah, man, I'm sorry, but this does. Like, this just hurts. There's no way around it. You're grieving. Grieving hurts. There's no ignoring it or distraction helps, obviously. But there will be times that you sit there and you think, I just miss her. Why did it have to end? You have to be okay with that. Don't beat yourself up for it. Don't say like, why do I care so much? Why? I see the guys do that all the time. Why do I care about her so much? I should have abundance mentality. I need to just move on. It's like, you're grieving. That hurts. It's okay. But it does get better. Again, if you keep busy, and what I like to do is I have a little trick. This is how I got over my breakups. This is how I tell everyone else to get over their breakups and to be okay, is your mission needs to be to keep busy. But more than that, second thing is fill your calendar. So get a Google calendar, get an Apple fucking iCalendar or whatever it's called. Get a calendar and fill every single day with something, preferably in the evening, because then it gives you something to look forward to that night. But whether that's, I'm going to hang out with a mate, put that in your fucking calendar. I'm going to go for a 2 hour walk, put that in your calendar. I'm going to go to a sports club and learn to play fucking baseball or some shit. Put that in your calendar. I talk all the time about Meetup, as in meetup.com. best website ever, completely fucking free for events, sports clubs, meeting new people, socializing. It's just like the website you go to when you want to make friends or have a busy calendar. So go to that fucking website, RSVP, and say that you're going to attend as many fucking events as you possibly can so that you have at least one every day, or you're doing something every day, either a meetup event or hanging out with a friend, or even if it's just fucking you hang out with your friends and you play video games for 2 hours. But you need something every single night to, one, look forward to, which gives you hope, as in hope that like, oh, okay, I guess I won't be miserable forever, because even if I'm sitting here crying about her and I feel fucking horrible because I miss her, at least tonight I get to do something nice that will take my mind off her for 3 hours, and that's kind of nice. So that's giving yourself hope. More importantly, what you are doing is socializing to show yourself that like, oh, there's a world outside of her, like even if it's just friends for now. I'm not even saying you have to fucking replace her immediately, but if you just have friends, that's a little bit of a replacement. Or if you don't have friends, that's why I say go to meetup. Do something every day. It is so goddamn mandatory that you do something every day. That was like, that absolutely fucking saved me. I've been heartbroken at this time, I think like, I don't know, let's say 4 times, it might be 5 depending on how you want to like define heartbreak, but at least 4 times. And every single one of those times, meetup fucking saved me. I would go to, I went to so many, I've talked about this a million times. I went to like, I did a soap making course on how to make fucking soap, a candle making course. I did an origami course. I did a fucking magician's course. I went to like a bunch of sports things, like just playing tennis and cricket and just like random fucking sports. I did random like social groups, like trivia nights where you just go and drink beer and answer trivia questions. It's fun as fuck. General socializing shit, like you just have a coffee meetup or a like a drink beer and eat food meetup and you all just kind of talk. I did, I don't know what it's called, but I think it's called bubble soccer, where you're basically in this big fucking giant bubble and your legs stick out down the bottom, but you can't see, it's covering your entire body except for your legs. So you can run and you're just in this big fucking bubble and you just like smash into each other while trying to play soccer as well. So you're just like smashing into each other and like you roll in the bubble. And so like, it's so much fuck. It's so violent. It was so fucking crazy violent, but it was so much fun. So I did shit like that, like just basically random shit. And my mission again was to just fill my calendar. So I was doing something every fucking day. So I wasn't sitting there thinking like, oh, I miss her. How will I ever get her back? I'll never find another one. It's like, motherfucker, I'm doing cooler shit than I ever have in my entire life. Yes, I miss her, but at least every evening I get to not think about her for maybe, you know, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, because I'm doing insanely cool shit that requires all my focus. That's why I say distract yourself. The third reason that I say go to meetups and fill your calendar and do cool stuff is because you're showing yourself that, like, I mean, I guess I already covered it with the previous point, but like there is a world outside of her. And you got to remember, if you spent a lot of time with this person, especially if we're talking about a serious relationship here, like some of you guys that are divorced or going through that process, or even just a long-term relationship, you would have been spending a lot of time every day with her. Obviously, because you're close. And so now you have a void of time and you need to fill that. If you don't, you're just sitting there feeling bored, lonely, sad. And of course, you're going to think about her and get depressed, right? Because there is a void that needs fucking filling. So fill it with something. I see this mistake so many times. Guys will break up with a long-term or end a long-term relationship and then just do nothing with all that free time and then go, man, I feel so lonely. Yeah, anyone's going to feel lonely if they have like 4 hours to themselves where they're just doing nothing, or 5 hours where they're just doing fucking nothing. I would feel pretty fucking lonely. That's why I don't sit around doing nothing. I do shit. And again, if you've just ended that relationship, there is now a void. You need to fill that. You can, of course, fill a lot of that with self-improvement stuff. Again, because you have so much free time, you can use that as the opportunity, or as an opportunity to kick some fucking ass. You can start going to the gym more. Like if you're only going to the gym for 45 minutes a day, start going for 2 hours. Why the fuck not? You have all this free time. Go outside and start talking to girls. Take the time to improve your Tinder pictures. Take the time to lose a lot of fat. A lot of guys in a long-term relationship get complacent, especially when it comes to their looks. You now have a lot of free time. Dedicate that to self-improvement. Use that free time. You know, Take a mate to the gym with you. Start losing weight. Download my fitness pal. Start counting your calories. Have a goal in mind. I'm going to lose, like, you know, 20 pounds, 10 kilos, whatever it is. Go out with friends. Meet up. I've talked about you can jump on Bumble. And in Bumble, if you go into the settings, there's a separate section for friends. It's called Bumble BFF, like best friends forever. Fucking gay name, but whatever. Go and make mates on there. You can go and make friends on there. Literally, you just swipe on dudes and you'll match with them. And then you'll be like, yo, bro, like, you know, do you want to grab a beer or some shit? Like, let's be fucking friends. Easy as fuck. You can come sign up to my forums. Jump on there. See if there's anybody in your city and say, like, yo, do you want to fucking grab a beer? Do you want to go outside and talk to girls? Do you want to, I don't know, fucking go for a fucking walk and throw rocks at fucking children? I don't know. I don't know what your kids are into. But keep busy. And then again, I really want to drill this into you. You have to be okay with there being times where you remember your ex, where it hurts, where something reminds you of her. You're going to go outside and you're just going to look at a random street sign and you're going to be like, I remember when we used to look at street signs together. I miss her. Or you're going to see someone eating an ice cream and you're going to be like, my girlfriend used to like ice cream. Like, shit's just going to remind you of her. It's inevitable. It hurts. It sucks. But what I can promise you is if you keep busy and keep working towards something, like goals you have, a mission that you're working on, even if that's just, I'm going to fill my calendar every day with something from Meetup and keep busy, it gets easier. It does. Time heals all wounds. If you are building a life at the same time, if you just sit there in the corner and think about your ex, then yeah, 2 years later, it's still going to fucking hurt because you're keeping the dream alive. You're keeping her alive. You're keeping her memory alive. And I'm not saying you have to completely forget her and move on. I want to make that clear as well. Like, just because you move on with another woman, a lot of guys have this fear. A lot of people have this fear that if you move on from your ex, you know, you're doing a disservice to them or you're ruining the memory or you're going to forget them or something like that. It doesn't work like that. They will always be a beautiful chapter in your life, assuming the relationship made you happy. They will be a chapter in your life that you will always remember. You will always have those memories. Those memories don't go away. They fade a little with time, sure, like all memories do, but you will always have those memories. You're not disrespecting her or disrespecting the relationship, the old relationship, because you move on. You need to move on and you need to eventually go and talk to other women, or you will just sit there and be absolutely fucking miserable for the next like 5-10 years. So you do need to move on. But in the meantime, some guys can just go and move on immediately. They can go and sleep with another woman within a week or something. And like, that works for them. I've done that in the past. Other times you need longer, you know, you don't feel like immediately jumping back on the dating wagon and you want to just kind of like build yourself up a little bit. That's what Meetup is for. That's what your friends are for. That's what all that kind of shit is for. Self-improvement, my forums, all of that shit. But the key point here is keep busy. And when you are ready to talk to women, well, I'm going to define that because a lot of guys will sit there and say, like, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. And you're really just putting it off because getting back into the dating market is scary. Of course it is. It's fucking terrifying. It's terrifying for everyone. So maybe you don't wait until you're ready because you probably will never feel ready, but try and push yourself a little out of your comfort zone and dive back in. You can take some tentative steps. You don't have to like launch yourself back into the dating market, but maybe you set up Tinder and you just start taking some pictures, right? Anyone can do that. You can do that right now. Maybe you grab a mate and you go outside and you just kind of start talking to some women. You just talk to two women, right? Go up to one girl on the street and be like, hey, you're cute. You know, what are you up to? My name's fucking Andy, whatever your name is. Shout outs to anyone else called Andy out there. But get back on the dating wagon. Probably a little bit before you're ready, but you know, if you need a couple of weeks, if you need a month, if you need 2 months, like fine, take that time. Just don't take some stupid amount of time, like 6 months. That is you just being scared. That is you just like delaying your own happiness and intentionally making yourself miserable. And what happens when you follow my first piece of advice, which is keep busy and keep your calendar full, you find that you after a couple of weeks, you do start feeling better. After like 2 weeks, you'll feel like much better. Trust me, you'll still miss her. It'll still hurt from time to time. After a month of you keeping busy, if you're going to like 5, 6, 7 events a week, man, after like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, you start feeling good again. You're socializing with people. You're meeting people. At that point, you'll still be scared, but you're kind of like, you know, yeah, I think maybe I can start talking to some women again. And again, the timeline is different for some people. Some people can do it within a week. Some people take a month, some people take 2 months, but I really wouldn't wait longer than 2 months. I think that's you just procrastinating because you're scared, because this shit is scary when you first get back into the dating market. But push yourself out of your comfort zone. I promise you can do it. A lot of guys, a lot of lesser men have been able to get back into the dating market. I did, and I was a fucking train wreck after my first two breakups. So, you know, please don't think that you have to have your shit together to get back into the dating market. Take some tentative steps, start slowly putting yourself back out there, and, you know, baby step every day and you'll get there. In terms of goals and stuff, you know, I've talked about the slight edge, which is, if you want to know what that is, I'll leave a link in the description below to videos that I've done on that and an article. But that's basically a template for how you work on goals. And the main gist of the slight edge is just take tiny little baby steps every single day. That's kind of the summary of the book and the philosophy. So take little baby steps every day. Start putting yourself out there with meetups. Start going to the gym. Start losing a bit of weight. Start socializing and making friends, which is kind of what Meetup is for. You'll make friends through there. Sign up for my forums if you want to. Start working on self-improvement. Start slowly putting yourself back out into the dating market. You know, aim to do it within a month or two at the most. I really wouldn't wait longer than that, or you're just wasting time. And, you know, slowly build yourself up. It's fine to take tentative baby steps. If you want to throw yourself in, go for it. But some guys need to do it a little slower because they kind of, you know, they've been off the dating market for like 5 years, and that shit can be scary to just like throw yourself back in. But I promise you, you know, if I've done it, plenty of other people have done it. You know, I've got like, I think 5 coaching clients at this point in time who have either gone through a breakup recently. Two guys are going through a divorce right now. All those guys can do it. I promise you can too. It's just baby steps, putting yourself out there. I promise it's fucking doable. Obviously, if you want counseling, coaching, any of that sort of stuff, I'm here. You know, I'll leave links in the description below to that. But the main gist of all of this is you need to keep busy. You have to keep busy. Fill your calendar up. Go out there. Start taking those baby steps. I promise it gets better. It hurts now. I know it fucking hurts now. It really fucking sucks. And I'm sorry that you have to feel that. But I promise you, it will get better if you just take those baby steps and start putting yourself out there and filling your calendar.